It's Nick, Jess and Ducko. Welcome to the podcast.
If you struggle to get to sleep of an evening, obviously don't listen to this podcast right before bed because it'll get you all jacked up and excited.
Exactly.
But there is a fitness guru on TikTok who's going viral for testing out a military technique that apparently works wonders for soldiers and stuff.
You've been told to go to sleep. Go to sleep. That's an order.
I mean, he goes into the science behind the technique, or the theory behind the technique, I should say, in that people in the military, particularly fighter pilots, sleep is crucial.
Yes.
Because they need 100% of their senses and their reflexes. And if they are dulled by lack of sleep, we have problemas.
Yeah. Okay. This has been good because I've been not super struggling to get to sleep since we started work again, but like I'll be really tired up until I get to bed. And then I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. And the mind just starts going. Yeah. Because you like your audiobooks of an evening.
We've listened to all the Harry Potter audiobooks like four times. We listened to all the Lord of the Rings.
And is that because they're relaxing voices or because you know the story, you can just chill out a bit more. You're not
story.
As vigilant.
Yeah, you don't need to really listen and pay attention, but you can sort of listen to it and just,
Yes. Well, he is saying that this gets soldiers to sleep in under 2 minutes.
Great.
Okay. Under 2 minutes, all right? So they can literally be in between, I don't know, battles, get a quick shut eye, come back and still perform to their best capacity. So it's crucial to ensure that your whole body's not tensed up.
Feel
like that's just part and parcel of trying to get to sleep.
Oh, I got to put down these dumbbells. Idiot.
You've got to imagine a warmth going from your head to the tips of your fingers, then going from your heart to your toes.
Okay.
So you're in a warm sort of state of mind.
Oh, yeah. I do the opposite. I fill up with liquid sun from the toes up to the head.
Well, and how do you get to sleep? Well?
Quite well, yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe the warmth is just the key there.
Not 2 minutes, though.
Yes. He says, picture that you are lying in a black velvet hammock in a pitch black room.
Velvet?
Velvet. Maybe that's like a textural thing or whatever, but a black velvet hammock. And then if your voice starts to do that whole, we're going to think about the day's events, we're going to think about tomorrow events, you have to chant, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think.
Really? That's going to help you?
He said to repeat the words. I mean, it doesn't say in your head or if it out loud. I'd like to imagine it's out loud and you've just got a bunch of soldiers.
Don't think, don't think, don't think.
Don't think, don't
They're
think.
They're all
think,
doing
don't
it.
Think, don't think, don't
Georgette can't get to sleep, but I am doing really well
For 10 seconds, practice this every night for 6 weeks. And apparently, people who master this technique, 96% of them are able to fall asleep within 2 minutes.
Wow.
Don't think, don't think, don't
just
think, don't think.
Just by pretending you got a warmth over you.
Yeah, and you're in a black velvet hammock.
But I feel like saying don't think to me would make me think more, you know?
Thinking about not thinking.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, aren't you better off just counting or like, I don't know, doing something like
but
that?
But have you ever tried, I've once tried the counting and I got to like 670.
Oh, wow.
Genuinely. I was counting breath, you know, trying to slow the breathing down. And I genuinely, I remember it so vividly because then I went, well, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And then got up, you know what I mean? Went, if 670 breaths, calm inhalation.
In and out.
Exhalation. Yeah. It would have taken me like an hour.
Yeah, well done. Great persistence.
I thought so too.
I'd give up after
then it became,
like 40.
You know what? But then it became a bit of a challenge. Like, how high am I going to go?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
See what I did last night?
Wake up Angus, who's just fallen to sleep. But yeah, don't think, don't think, don't think, don't think.
Okay. That's
soldiers.
Soldiers do that.
Mm-hmm,
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it.
Please do.
6 weeks.
Okay.
Try it every night for 6 weeks. We'll check back in what's that, May?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Oz Open, gang. Of course, we know it's well underway. The Kyrgios, he lost last night.
Yeah.
He went a bit brat mode.
Yes, definitely.
He had fun and then he was sort of losing his fitness because he doesn't have much, hasn't been training, and he only just recovered from COVID. And he just couldn't keep up with Medvedev, who's the world number two.
He turns when he's not doing well, does he?
He turned on the chair umpire.
Oh, leave the umpire alone. He's just doing his job.
And Medvedev, who's Russian, not happy with the crowd.
No, said they had a low IQ.
Yeah. Don't Russians always think don't Russians always think they're better than everyone?
He's got an air, this one.
He does, Medvedev. Hell of a player. But I sort of get it because there's this thing going around right now at the tennis. You might hear, it sounds on the TV, it sounds like they're booing all the time.
I have heard this.
It's like, boo, boo. It sounds like, why are they booing? Why is the Melbourne crowd booing so much? They're normally quite polite. Well, they're not actually booing. So here's Medvedev talking to Jim Courier post-match.
You were incredibly calm and focused. Was that part of your strategy coming out here, dealing with what Nick and the crowd can bring to a night like this?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only choice when you get booed between first and second serve. It's not easy, so you just had to stay calm and win the match.
Yeah, and you can hear the crowd going, "Soo, soo," in
yeah.
the back. So they're not saying boo, they're saying soo.
What is soo?
It is from Ronaldo, the football player. Now, here's Cristiano Ronaldo explaining the origins of soo.
Soo. I start to say see, like, it's like, yes. When I was in Real Madrid, when we win, everyone says "soo," and I started to say, I don't know why, it was natural.
How does that accent go for you?
That's not bad.
Not bad. Yeah. Gets you going. So he would say
"see." So his celebration was "see."
He jumps up in the air and puts both his hands out when he lands on the ground.
And then over time, the crowd has sort of morphed it, stretched it out, gotten lower.
Yeah.
And it sounds like "soo" now.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are the tennis fans doing a soccer thing?
I don't know why it's caught on so much now.
Yeah, I don't know. We've just latched onto it for some reason.
We are latches. We are latches. We like to latch onto a craze.
Yeah. So it's just meant to be.
So someone told Medvedev.
Yeah, they Jim Courier did
Jim
in that interview
told
say.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did not seem...
Did he crack a smile?
He didn't seem lightened by that at all.
He didn't
he's not a football fan.
So he was told that it was Sue before he said that they have a low IQ in the crowd.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't think it turned him around too much.
No, I think he hates Australia. I think he'll win and want to win just to spite
us.
Will he
win because Novak's not playing?
Yes.
He's number two.
Yeah, he's number two, now number one because Novak's not there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But speaking of Sue, Novak Djokovic is thinking of suing Australia. The government
they're actually
for
suing, or is he like... seeing, and we're just mishearing.
He's trying to guess us for $6 million for poor treatment and the loss of the $4.35 million that he was expected to win.
Oh, well, that's a little presumptuous, Novak.
Come on, Novak.
You didn't have it in the bag, babe.
This is going to be the worst Oz Open ever in terms of how we're looking publicly, isn't it?
And also expensive, like, because they'll have to pay whoever wins and also potentially pay Novak. Where's all this money coming from?
Well, I don't know. We're already ahead because Novak had to pay our legal fees for his court appeal.
Mate. No win, no fee. There was a win. There's a fee.
It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko. And it is always great to have our favourite puppet. Definitely.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. Definitely our favourite purple puppet. You know what
I
mean?
Totally.
Yeah, the one and only.
Have we had any other
puppet? I don't think so. I think it's our only puppet. The one and only. He's doing a show at the Civic. It's on tonight. Tickets still available. Make sure you check it out. It's Randy Feltface. He joins us now. Hello, Randy.
Hello, good morning, Nick, Jess, Ducko, you bloody champions. How is it? How's it going?
Fantastic. Randy, are we still Happy New Year-sing? I know it's the 21st of Jan, but are we still Happy New Year, brother?
No, it's too late.
Oh, sorry.
Too late.
Okay.
Too late.
That's okay.
We'll move on.
Right. We'll move on. But I appreciate the sentiment. Yeah. I like that was the way to start the interview, Happy New Year, but no, it's the 20th.
Okay. See, I had it in my head, until you see a person in the year that has just started, could be May. It's Happy New Year. I haven't seen you.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I'll give you that.
Sure.
Have you still got your Christmas tree up there?
No, that went down second week of Jan. I mean, it took me a little while, but
Okay, all right.
Well, Randy, we know you're coming up for tonight. We're really looking forward to it at the Civic. What sort of activities do you like to get up to generally? And maybe we can give you a few pointers on what you can do in Newey.
Well, I need some good vegan food. I know you guys are obsessed with your food stuff. So any good vegan food tips? I've gotten super into birding. I'm bird watching these days.
Oh,
are you joking?
I don't know what the native bird to Newcastle is. The humble ibis?
Yeah.
Yes, the ibis, yes.
What are the ones you like, Nick? The one with the...
the tit-crested puff chest. I can't remember what it's called.
Something to a tit.
They're always so inappropriately named.
They're quite sexy.
Do you have to, like, you know, with your puppet situation when you're bird watching, are you constantly hiding behind a tree? How does that work?
No, I'm very conspicuous, but I don't know. I think sometimes I attract them, particularly the littler ones. Mm. They tend to be like the fairy wrens and stuff. They come in an attempt to feed upon my face. There's nectar involved.
Yes. So. Well, we know the superb fairy wren, the bird of the year for 2021.
Yeah.
That was a whole big commotion on this very program, Randy.
It was actually.
Well deserved.
A good winner.
No, like, how did you feel about it? Was it in New Zealand, a bat or an owl?
Yeah, something ridiculous.
No, it was
ridiculous.
The bat snuck its way onto the bird of the year to raise awareness.
Super controversial. You can't just chuck it. You might as well put a plane on. Oh, it's got wings.
Now, I jumped on Twitter and I wondered if Randy had a Twitter account. You do. And since 2019... you've been reverse entering your Twitter manifesto. It seems to be complete now. Every few days, it seems to be another post. When did you pen this, and why did you do it in reverse order over the course of 2 years?
You know what? I got a lot of pressure from, you do gigs and you do TV spots and stuff, and everyone's like, what's your Twitter handle? You need to have a Twitter. Didn't have a Twitter. So as a little mini protest, I thought I'd write a manifesto in reverse order so that then when you go on Twitter, you can read it in order. Does that make sense?
Oh, I'm scrolling, the most recent is number one.
It works perfectly other than the retweets.
Yeah, and I posted like one or two words at a time, and it got me through the pandemic, essentially. I was just going, waking up, it'd give me a little routine in the morning. I'd have my little cup of tea, have my little cry, and then do one or two words on Twitter.
And being made of felt, how does crying go with the kind of consistency of your face?
My face expands. You know people who get puffy eyes?
Yeah.
I just get like, I'm like a sponge.
Oh, like a tampon.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're just pretty a giant walking tampon, Randy.
I know. Yes. Oh, my God. Well, I've never been called that before, and I think this is now the new thing. In fact, that's my new comedy festival show this year.
Yes.
Walking tampon.
Get that on Twitter, babe.
Yeah. And the show, of course, it is on tonight at the Civic. What can we expect from you tonight in the show, Randy?
This is a brand new hour of stuff that I've been writing on the road. So last year I managed to keep touring. I just ran from COVID and went to every capital city. I went to every state and territory at least twice. So I've got some stories from the road that are humdingers. This is a really fine-tuned hour. It's also going to be my last show in Newcastle/Australia for a really long time. I think I've got two more shows. And then I'm heading back to the States on the 1st of March. And I don't know when I'm coming back.
Oh,
Adios Australia kind of tour.
Oh, it's your farewell tour.
It is. It's my going away party. I haven't promoted it as such, but I'm giving the listeners a bit of an in on that. This is your last chance.
This is it.
Purple tampon face before I disappear.
Yeah, well, tickets are available. Civic Theatre, newcastle.com.au. Check it, man. Very, very
yeah,
funny.
You know what? Like a rock concert, people would take off their panties or throw roses at
the
audience.
Girls take
I hope
their,
people aren't chucking their tampons at you, Randy.
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait for that. They will now. Thanks.
BYO,
thanks
girls.
A lot.
Yeah. Randy Feltface, thanks for coming on. Always a pleasure.
Absolute treat. Love you guys. See you later.
Got myself in a real pickle yesterday at Woolies, guys.
Oh, no.
A real bad moment.
What happened?
I noticed I needed to go just to get a few things, like a few little things, like chicken, some yogurt, some vegetables for the dog, just a few little things.
Are you allowed to go to the supermarket?
Unsupervised?
Unsupervised now.
Yeah.
Because there was a period where you'd lost those privileges.
Yeah. Morgan gave me a list and said, you stick to this list.
Yeah,
this
is what you come home with last time. It was like a trolley full of shapes.
Yeah. And a Thor hammer toy.
That's right. And for you, not even for the dog.
No, I know. It was fun. So anyway, I was like, okay, I'm on a strict mission. I want to do it. Get to the grocery store. I realize I've left my wallet and phone at home, which is very rare for me. I don't often leave my phone behind because I got Apple Wallet and that. And I was like, but don't worry. I got me trusty Apple Watch.
Apple Watch. Has that got
I pay an Apple Watch.
Function.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the kicker. It's only linked to one of my accounts, okay? Whereas obviously your wallet, you got all your cards, your Apple Watch linked to another account. I knew because you can check how much money is on it on that account by checking my phone, but you can't transfer with it on the watch. I only had $35 in that account on my watch.
Oh, I hate calculating.
I know. Okay. So I had $35 and I was like, 35's like, it's a good amount for what I'm getting. You know, some yogurt, some vegetables, some chicken, rah, rah, rah. Like I should be sweet.
Adds up so fast.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It does. I was trying
and
to like,
particularly with Ducko's wandering eye. Oh. Like, what if he picked up a packet of, you know,
salt and vinegars?
I was going to say the new flavor shakes.
Yeah. Do I need food for my dog or another Thor hammer?
Get both. So I started doing just that. And like, they're a bit short on produce right now. So I need to get the 4-pack of chicken instead of just one breast.
Yeah.
That was a bit more expensive. Need to get some rice. And I was like, I got to get some yogurt. Maybe I need some coconut yogurt for myself while I'm here. And then I got bananas. I was like, I need some zucchini. Need some broccoli. All of a sudden, I looked at my thing, I had a full bag, and I was like, uh-oh.
Were you doing the mental, just very rough? All right, so that's 9.
Yep.
That's about 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's 4.
How much is a group of bananas? I don't know. Like
a group of bananas?
What do you call it?
Bunch!
A party of bananas? I feel like they should be better than a bunch, you know? A team of bananas.
A team of bananas. Let's workshop that. You PR for the banana. Yeah.
You can tell I was outside my comfort zone.
You were. Truly.
I went to the self-checkout.
You're doing math and shopping on your own.
Two of my worst things. Everyone knows that. I went to the self-checkout and I was like, all right, I'll scan the vital things first.
Oh, yeah.
So like
clever.
The chicken, or the egg, whatever. I scan all the vital things. And I got down to it and I realized that I only had like a dollar left and I had to leave something behind because I had three items left. Zucchini, bananas, and broccoli. And you guys know I love me broccoli and I wanted zucchini in my meal, but the bananas were a must. The group of bananas.
The group of bananas.
So I put the bananas through and I didn't have enough money for the other two things. And I didn't know what to do because I was in the self-checkout zone. And you don't want to go back and I don't want to tell the lady, hey, I don't have enough money for this broccoli and zucchini. It's a whole thing. So I like waited for the person in the self-checkout to go down the other end. And then I paid and I just left the zucchini and the broccoli
in
just
the basket.
Just sitting there on the before you scan it yourself side.
See, I would think that would be dangerous because what if she comes running after you being like, sir, you forgot your broccoli and your zucchini.
Yeah, and then it's embarrassing.
And it's a whole commotion.
It's like, I don't have enough money for that. You don't have a dollar? Like,
yeah.
So now I waited and then I, when she wasn't looking at her back, I got my thing and I sort of like really quickly walked out and left it there so she wouldn't chase me down.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was really nerve-wracking.
Thing.
I know.
Are you okay?
Well, yeah, it was a tough struggle. Yeah, you know, I got home and I said to my wife, I was like, that's why I can't do that, you know?
Can't go on your own
Can't
anymore.
Go on my own. And I feel sorry for the next person who came. Why did that guy just leave zucchini and a brock here?
Or maybe you've helped that person. They've gone, oh, I needed this.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. In 2022, we're picking up other people's discarded food. You don't know the origin of.
Chew it up and spit it back onto the thing.
Yeah. I didn't lick it. It was still looking good. You
can't
know
guarantee
I mean.
That they haven't licked it. That might be their game.
Sorry, when you go through the self-serve, you if you find your yourself in this predicament.
This is Gilly's property now.
Are you licking it? If you're no, like, I changed my mind about these Ferrero Rochers, but I will lick them and put them back
old
on the
Old lick
shelf.
Gill.
You know what rhymes with Nick? Lick. So obviously.
Licky Nicky.
Licky Nicky.
Licky Nicky.
No, if I saw somebody else's vegetables, I can't guarantee that they haven't licked them.
But what's different seeing someone else's vegetables, like grabbing the vegetables off the tray? Because they're all, you need to wash them anyway.
Absolutely.
You know? I know, but they've been in their possession, maybe across their tongue.
Yeah.
This is a call out to all supermarket staff when you see N. Gill enter your shop.
He will lick your stuff. These are some situations where we need to
ask, don't ya? Or do ya? You won't be asked an easier question all week. It's simply do you or don't you do a certain thing. And don't forget, this is your last chance to get involved in the show to win the Call of Fame for the week.
Yes.
A two-night staycation at the Terminus Hotel, located right in the CBD with spectacular waterfront views, the very best service.
Uh-huh.
You get a welcome hamper with coffee, teas and snacks on arrival.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hell of a little vacay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can win it by just getting involved.
That's right. And do you, don't you today is do you or don't you keep your cards.
Okay.
So last week of our holidays, kids were at daycare one day and Georgette and I were just like, let's make, you know,
babies.
Hay while the rain. No, let's make rain. What's the saying?
Hay while the sun shines?
Hay while the sun shines. Let's clean the house.
That's how they make hay in the Gill household. Cleaning.
And
chores day. Was it a Friday? Was it chores day?
Yeah, it was a Friday.
Oh,
massive
God.
Chores day. We painted a bit. We did some cleaning.
Yeah.
And I found our Christmas cards. Anyway, I selected the ones where people have actually made an effort in writing something in the Christmas card and put it in my special drawer. And Georgette's like, what are you doing? She's like, I like to keep my Christmas cards. The
in
sentimental
a special
ones.
Drawer.
And in my special drawer, I saw last year's one from Georgette, and it was lovely. She said some lovely words. Looked back in, saw the year before, read it again, felt really emotional about it. And the year before that.
Are these all Christmas cards? Is this a special Christmas card drawer?
Christmas, birthday, anniversary.
Yep. Anniversary.
Yeah.
Get well soon. Got any get well soons in there?
Nah, never sick.
So you keep all your cards, no matter what the occasion.
If it's a well-written card, if somebody's like, not just like, our company says Merry Christmas.
Right. Yeah.
In the bin.
In the bin.
See you later. Don't bother.
but a short poem.
Yep.
Yep.
If they haven't done the cards which have the poem pre-written in it. Yeah. And they've come up with their own thing.
If they're blank cards, right, and they've had to write a little bit more.
I just love it looking back on what they thought at the time.
Do you? Don't you keep your cards? The only cards I've ever kept are the ones from our wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
Oh, no. Because I kind of made myself a little glory box sort of situation. So my veil is in there, a couple of fans from the wedding.
As you do.
One of my cousins bought me like a little dangly little umbrella thing you meant to hang on your wrist. It's an old school, I don't know if it's a woggy thing, but whatever. So it's just a little few mementos from the day.
Yeah.
And it felt nice to put all the cards in there as well. So maybe I can look back one day and, I don't know, relive their joy for us.
That's lovely.
Nah, it's a big danger for me. I throw out all cards.
All cards.
I hate
not
getting
even the
cards.
Wedding cards you kept.
No, I didn't keep any of those because they gave us money, so I took the money out and put the card away. It's like, I've got what I need out of this card. Goodbye.
So Morgan writes you an anniversary card.
Oh, she wrote me an anniversary card. I keep that.
You keep that?
But like, yeah, cards from my family or her family over Christmas, throw
birthday.
Them out. Birthday cards, throw them out.
A lot of the comments on Nick, Jess and Ducko were, I've kept my grandparents' cards, you know, and now they've passed on. It's a really nice memento that my grandpa wrote me this beautiful card for my 8th birthday. Those ones, I guess.
Yeah, see, my grandma writes in such old school running writing that I can barely read it.
Yeah, my uncle sent me a card over Christmas and I was just like, what does that even say?
Yeah, so I was like smiling, thank you so much, take the cash, and then like that card maybe never travels back to Newcastle with me.
Stacey has commented on the Nick Jess Ducko Instagram page saying, I have every single card since my birth.
No.
I'm talking christening, birthdays, Easter cards, Christmas, anniversary, wedding. I am thinking of just starting to get rid of them and keeping the super special ones. But she does have every, and I'm zooming in on her profile pic.
Yeah.
She looks mid-20s.
Really?
That is a lot of cards.
Wow, hey.
My mum even does cards for people, like she did thank you cards for people attending my grandma's funeral. Yeah, she did thank you cards
that's
for a funeral.
Old school. Didn't want to text.
I was like, do people do that, Mum? You know?
Wow.
Especially the young ones, because when the kids won, you know, we got gifts and cards for their first birthday.
Oh, addressed to Harriet
and
Otis.
And genuinely, a friend of ours gave us a gift, and they bought us a card for whatever reason, and they wrote HBD twins.
Cards ain't cheap these days.
No,
they're like $7 if you get one with glittery stuff or whatever.
Yeah. HBD twins.
Surely this is going to be a don't chuck.
Well, I mean, Seamus is on your team. Seamus McFluffy. He has said don't chuck. They get opened, ripped up and chucked in the bin.
Yes. 13-10-60. Do you, don't you? Keep your cards. Any card will take.
Jordan's in Merriweather. Do you or don't you keep your cards, Jordan?
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Great. Thank you.
Jordan. I'm so excited. I've never gotten through before.
Here we go,
Jordan. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Make it count, girlfriend.
Come on. You got this.
I definitely do, but only from really special people, like my partner, my parents, my best friends. So I don't keep all of them, but I would definitely have to say I do.
Okay. Always and forever. Have you got cards dating back to your childhood?
A couple of them. Yeah, I do. I unfortunately don't have the ones from the very beginning with my partner, but then he found out and now it's a definitely do.
Oh, okay. I see. You chucked some early cards.
Yeah, it was a bit lame here. I'm going to throw that out. Yeah. Okay, so Jordan's a do you. Well, thanks for getting involved, Jordan. Good to have you on the show.
Well done on your debut.
Yes. Performed well, I think.
She did well. There was a little button push there with the cheek, I think, but that's okay.
Oh, you got to iron out
because she was
kinks.
Grinning.
Yeah. Keep working
try
on it, Jordan.
Again
we'll get
next
you back.
Week, Jordan.
Bell in Fallbrook. Yeah.
How many times have you been on the show, Belle?
Yeah.
None.
Another debutante.
Welcome to the program, Belle.
Good morning, Belle.
Morning. It's a fabulous Friday, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Oh, it's great to have you on, Belle. Do you? Don't you? Keep cards.
I'm a don't you.
Yes.
Don't you.
Thank you,
clean,
Belle.
Sweet, Belle.
Yeah, no, but with technology, scan them.
Oh, I see. Oh, so you're still keeping them, but keeping them in a different way.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
The tactile
nature. Yeah, and then you can also email them to yourself. Like, so if you want to read them on the go, or if you're not home, or if you're in lockdown somewhere else, you can go down memory lane.
If you have been parted from the physical card, you've got them in the cloud.
You can put in your cloud folder, cards.
Exactly.
I can really see Ducko going down to Officeworks to use the scanner and scanning all your cards.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't use the scanner at work. I'd go to office. I just got to scan 400 cards.
Oh, yeah.
What
would you go to? Assistance,
I want to go home, listen to Dido and read all these. I need it everywhere I go. Please help.
Bree's in North Lambton. Bree, you've been on the program before.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my God, another debut.
Oh, we got another one.
Oh, well, welcome, girlfriend. Sorry, I'm thinking of someone else named Bree. Do you or don't you keep your cards?
I'm a do ya.
You're a do ya.
For two reasons. Firstly, I do love the old trip down memory lane, but also they're like $7 these days. So yeah. I hate buying them. I feel like you can't get the cheap, shitty $2 for a friend.
Yeah.
You have to buy the seven. So I need to keep it too.
Okay.
That's why you do the handwritten cards. Fold over an A4 piece of paper, write on it.
Yeah, well, Hallmark cards, have you noticed? It's not like it's a sticker you can peel off like a gift.
Yeah.
It's printed on the card, the cost of the card, because the barcode and all that is right on there. So it's part of the present. If you flip that over, Jesus, she spent $9.95 on this card.
Yeah. Do you know
it's got a pop-up feature and everything. I best keep it.
Do you know what we started doing?
Here we go. Not whiting out the price of the card.
Yeah, classic.
So the kids' artwork from daycare that they bring home to us.
Yes.
There is like, just to put in perspective, there's like four pieces each per twin per day. So there's
They're all masterpieces,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the ones that are slightly less masterpiece-y, we fold them in half and give them to people. Writing them, boom, card. The kids made you a card.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Oh, that's so nice of them. Yeah, see, we got the kids
that
to do it.
That is so smart.
Oh, that's so good.
Saved us
a life hack, absolutely. Yeah. Heidi's in Adamstown. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thanks. Have we had a clean sweep of debuts here? How many times have you been on the program?
Never been on.
Oh,
my God. Ladies, welcome to the fold.
Yeah.
Pleasure to have you. Now, do you, don't you keep your cards?
100% do ya.
Do ya.
Jeez.
Why do you keep them, Heidi?
I just like knowing they're there. I've got this big special box that I put them all in. I don't ever go through them, but it's just nice to know that they're there for a rainy day.
Okay.
So if there was a fire at your house, Heidi.
Oh, yeah.
Would that be something you run for to save? Do you know what I mean? You know, people always have that, like, I always save the
PlayStation, toaster, cards.
Back in the day, it would have been your photo albums.
Yeah.
Would you save the box of cards?
Yeah, of course. I also keep, like, sentimental things like plane tickets from trips and things like that. They all go in a box.
Just to never look at.
Do you collect stamps as well, Heidi?
No, I don't collect stamps.
Nah. She's not a stamp collector. She's a card collector.
Do you practice, because my special drawer is a drawer, do you practice pulling the drawer out just in case there's a fire and you've got to do it fast?
Doing a drill.
Yeah.
I'm yet to do a drill, but might be an idea.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, bushfire ready.
Yes.
Do your drills like Nick Gill.
Well, there you go, guys.
Ooh, you do ya.
Unanimous pretty much by one.
Seriously. Mm. Do ya? Keep your cards.
You do.
And a great lesson for the kids out there. Yeah. Keep trying to get onto the program.
Yeah.
Do you know, we just had four newbies.
Four rookies.
Gotten through.
They've gotten through.
They were on reserve grade for a while. They came with the big leagues.
And they stepped the hell up, didn't they?
Yeah, they might have called Pez or Shawnee B, baby stuff.
That's right. The big leagues.